subscribers of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS, will not be paying more to enjoy health services as a result of the upward adjustment of payment to service providers. The NHIS over the weekend reviewed its medicines list and increased tariffs and increased services tariffs by 27% and medicine tariff by 24%. This has raised concerns among subscribers who fear this might lead to an increase in the premiums. But the Public Relations Office of the Authority, Salama Donu, said there will not be any increase in premiums.
The increase in tariffs means that the NHI is going to pay the service providers, that's the hospitals, pharmacies, clinics, all people or service providers who take care of NHIS cardholders. NHIS is going to pay them higher than it is paying now so that they can be happier and they can take care of our members better so that our members will be happy. That is the other side is that the cost of providing medical care is gone up. So NHIA is paying them a higher price for the services they give. So the prices we are paying now are in tandem with economic and market reality. So for example, if it costs you 10 cedis to treat a particular condition, NHIS will ensure that it pays you 10 cedis or in some cases even more, so that you as a healthcare provider are happy and willing to take care of our people. We have medicines list also being reviewed. The medicines list has 517 medicines on it. So if you hear somebody telling you that health insurance only covers paracetamol, that is not true. 517 medicines are on the medicines list, which means that when you go to the health facility, any condition that you are diagnosed of, which is on the NHIS benefit package, there are medications on that medicines list which will be given to you. So with this review, it also means that prices of medicines, the NHIS reimburses, is gone up. So the medicines are now being reimbursed at a price which is in tandem with what the market tells it at. So when you go to the facility, if the drug or medicine is there, you should not be told that it is not there or you top up before NHIS or before you are giving. And this takes effect from tomorrow. So it's all in a bid to improve the subscriber experience and the service provider experience so that they are happy providing service to our clients and our clients who are happy being on the service because they'll be giving what is due them.
Now, when we talk about the tariffs, does it mean that those who are going to register for the health insurance, does it mean they would have to pay more so that you can also get more to pay the healthcare providers?
No, it's not like that. When you talk about tariffs in health insurance language, it has nothing to do with the members or subscribers paying more. It has everything to do with the subscribers becoming happier because they'll be better taken care of. This is the first NHI is doing a review of its tariffs and medicines. This is something we do annually. So NHIA bears it and pays the service providers so the service providers are able to cater for them without running at a loss.
So now that the subscribers are not going to pay more for the premium and then you are paying the healthcare providers more, how do you balance the money?
The NHI depends on taxes, it depends on premiums, it depends on investments, yields on investments, it depends on SNIT, it depends on the number of sources. And what we are doing is that, of course, the levy, the NHI, which is the 2.5% levy, that levy grows as the economy expands. You know, and a number of other things we are doing to ensure that we get some more money to be able to continue being in business. The financials and actuarials have been worked out, and we know that the increments will not cause any devastating effect on the National Health Insurance Scheme. Medicines averagely have been increased by 24%, and service tariffs have been increased 27.5%. Averagely because some of the medicines, for example, have gone up over 100%, others have gone up over 50%, others have gone up 10%, 2%, a few have even dropped. So when you put all together and you work out the average is around 24% for medicine. And the similar explanation goes for the service tariffs. So we have the service part of the health insurance and we have the medical or the medicines part of the health insurance. So the medicines list takes care of the medicines part and the service tariff takes care of the service part. So it's a review we have done to ensure that on both sides, service providers are happy and that happiness will be translated to how they take care of our clients or our subscribers so they are also happy.